For more than 40 years, Ernie Harwell was the voice of summer in Michigan and the voice of the Detroit Tigers.
And the windup and the pitch. He swings a line shot. Base hit. Right field. The Tigers win it. Here comes K-Line to score. And it's all over. Downward singles. The Tigers mob down. K-Line has scored. The fans are steaming on the field. And the Tigers have won their first pennant since 1945. Let's listen to the bedlam here at Tiger Stadium.
He was a master of his craft and of the game, and he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Ernie Harwell died yesterday at 92, and for those like NPR's Don Gagne, who grew up listening to Harwell's voice on AM radio, it was the loss of an old friend.
He was from Georgia, a transplant to the Motor City, like so many who'd followed the same roads to come north to work in the automobile plants. He first made the big leagues as an announcer with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1948, filling in when the great Red Barber got sick. He arrived in Detroit in 1960. He never left. Ernie Harwell's gentle southern style was understated, to say the least. He wasn't one of those guys who rooted for the home team. Sure, he wanted the Tigers to win, but he had a journalist's eye in the booth, and he used it to paint vivid pictures on the radio.
Now he kicks and deals, and it's just outside. 1-2 on Higgy. Tigers trail it 1-0 in the third, still trying to get some runs.
And we listened everywhere, riding in a beat-up old Ford with our high school buddies, at the lake with a transistor radio propped up in the sand, or late at night in bed with the volume turned way down so as not to get caught as we strained to hear games coming from the West Coast. While our dads taught us how to catch and throw and how to choke up on the bat, Ernie Harwell helped us understand the game, its pacing, its rhythm, telling us between pitches how the right fielder had adjusted his position 3 steps to the left, and the running joke about how that foul ball was just caught by a fan from Monroe or Westland or Escanaba, and how a batter called out on strikes just stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by. One year when the Tigers were on their way to losing more than 100 games, I asked Harwell how he got through such a miserable season. "The game is out there," he said, "and any moment might bring something really thrilling." He retired after the 2003 season. During his 4+ decades calling Tiger games, Detroit won the World Series just twice. There were many lousy years in there. But we kept listening, not just to our team, but to Ernie Harwell. It was time well spent.
NPR's Don Gagne remembering Ernie Harwell. He was the voice of the Detroit Tigers for 4 decades. And he died yesterday at the age of 92.
And the last time up, Wilcox struck him out. 3 to go, and it'll be a perfect game for Wilcox. He has seemed very composed to be on the brink of this historic moment. Now he heaves a sigh, looks in to get his sign. Here's the pitch on the way. Fisk swings. There's a fly ball to left. Here comes Herndon digging. He's there. He's got it. And it's 2 to go. A soft fly down the line in left field, picked off by Larry Herndon. Fist is out.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.